Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we've got something really exciting lined up for you. Yeah, I'm super pumped about this topic. We're diving into the Nano Banana Pro Guide and Master Gemini strategies. I've heard some amazing things about it. Absolutely, it's a game changer for anyone looking to create top-notch AI-generated images. So let's kick things off. What exactly is the Nano Banana Pro Guide? Wait. Hold on, Nano Banana Pro? That sounds kind of funny. I know, right? But it's quite a powerful tool. Think of it as your playbook for harnessing. Gemini 3 Pro's capabilities. It helps you create structured prompts that yield reliable, high-quality 4K images. Oh, wow, so it's not just about luck? Exactly. It's all about precision. With the right approach, you can manage references, create clear text layouts, and ensure character consistency across images. Okay, so how does this work in practice? What makes it so special? Great question. In 2025, Google integrated the Nano Banana Pro directly into the Gemini 3 Pro engine. This means you're leveraging some serious reasoning power. Think PhD-level thinking applied to image generation. That's impressive. What about the results? Well, Gemini 3 Pro has some pretty stellar benchmark scores. It topped 19 out of 20 tests, which means it really excels in areas like text placement and overall composition. That's a big deal. So if someone wants to start generating images with it, what are their options? There are three access tiers. Free users can generate 2 images per day, Pro users can get around 100, and Ultra subscribers can produce up to 1,000 images daily. And all tiers support 4K output, which is fantastic for quality. Wow, that's quite a range. So, if I'm an Ultra subscriber, I'm really in the fast lane for image generation, right? Exactly. If you have a campaign that needs a lot of images quickly, that Ultra tier is a lifesaver. Now, I've heard this term multimodal thrown around a lot. What does that mean in this context? Multimodal refers to the AI's ability to understand and reason about different types of data simultaneously. For example, if you ask Nano Banana Pro to create an infographic, it won't just generate shapes, it'll analyze the data relationships and render it accordingly. That's really cool. So it's like the AI is thinking about the design as a whole, not just random bits and pieces? Exactly. You can give it explicit instructions and it'll know how to interpret them in a meaningful way. What are some tips for crafting effective prompts then? One of the best strategies is to structure your prompts like a creative brief. Use descriptive phrases like intricate details or perfect composition. This gives the AI the context it needs to produce great work. So it's all about specificity, right? Right, and don't forget about reference images. You can include up to 14 references and maintain consistency across multiple characters. This is huge for projects that require a cohesive look. Oh, that's a solid tip. What about handling text in the images? In 2025, Nano Banana Pro improved its text rendering capabilities significantly. It can manage readable text in multiple languages, which is great for localization. That's really impressive. But I imagine there must be some limitations too. Absolutely. Small faces can still cause issues, and some complex infographics need a human touch for final checks. But once you know these limits, you can work around them effectively. So, if I'm a beginner and